It's time for My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball.
Jello, everybody.
Yes, it's the new Gay Family series starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning. Brought to you by the Jell-O family of desserts.
J-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tapioca puddings. Yes, sirree.
And now Lucille Ball with Richard Denning as Liz and George Cooper. Two people who live together and like it. As we look in on the Coopers today, it is a cold, rainy afternoon. And Liz is in her bedroom. Hey, wait a minute, that's funny. It's raining outside, but Liz is standing in front of the mirror wearing a backless, strapless sundress.
Katie, come here a minute, will you?
Yes, Mrs. Cooper, what is it?
How do you like my new sundress?
Oh, where is it?
I'm wearing it.
Is that all there is to it? Doesn't something go over that?
No, this is that latest style. Doesn't it look like I've been poured into it?
It certainly does. I only hope you don't spill over.
Do you like it, Katie? Do you think I'll make an impression in this?
Impression? You'll make a dent. How does it stay up without any straps?
It's held up by faith, hope, and don't exhale any more than you have to.
My goodness, look at all these play clothes on the bed. Did you buy all these this morning?
Yes, I just couldn't resist them, Katie. Isn't it awful? But I want to look good for George. After all, he's going to see a lot of me this summer.
So's everybody else.
You're just old-fashioned, Katie. If you think that sundress is daring, look at my new French bathing suit. It's there on the bed.
I don't see it. Here's your slacks, pedal pushers, your beach robe, and this little blue handkerchief.
Oh. Well, that's funny. Oh, here it is. No wonder you couldn't see the bathing suit. It was under the handkerchief.
Oh, no. Is that a bathing suit?
It costs $40.
That's a lot of money for two doilies and a diaper.
Well, it's a design that counts, Katie. Just think of the wonderful tan I'll get. That is, if George lets me wear it.
Why won't he? I thought men liked women in scanty bathing suits.
Women, yes, but not wives. A scanty suit on a blonde at the beach is wow, but the same suit on a wife is, why don't you go put some clothes on?
Ain't it the truth?
Oh, we're going to have a wonderful vacation this year, Katie.
Where are you going?
To Moosehead Lodge on Lake Okeechobee.
Well, when did you decide that?
Tonight after dinner when I tell George. It's a real swanky place.
But I thought Mr. Cooper always liked rugged outdoor vacations, camping and stuff.
He does. Oh, will I ever forget last year? A horrible 2-week pack trip with a couple of burros. I wore out 4 pair of shoes.
Well, I thought you rode the burros. How could you wear out so many shoes?
Well, they didn't have one my size. My feet were dragging.
I don't blame you for wanting to go to a resort where you can dress. But how are you going to talk Mr. Cooper into it?
Don't worry. I'm going to bring the subject of vacations into the conversation so subtly, he'll think he thought of it. We'll have our reservations at Moosehead Lodge quicker than you can say Lake Okeechobee.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. Say, I'm taking the vacation list around the office. Mark down when you want to take your vacation.
A lot of good it will do by the time the president and the first 3 vice presidents get through choosing their times. My summer vacation falls on the first 2 weeks in January.
Well, someday you'll be president and then...
Hey, look. Just what I wanted.
Well, lucky you. Say, where are you going to go?
Oh, I don't know. I was just trying to make up my mind between a fishing trip in the High Sierras or a hunting trip way up in the Rockies.
Ah, there's only one vacation for me and the missus. A trailer.
Trailer?
Yes, sir, that's living, son. You take your home with you wherever you go. You go up to the mountains, go down to the beach, you got your house on your back. You ought to try it.
Well, we haven't got a trailer.
Well, I'll lend you mine. We get back a week before you go, and it won't cost you a cent.
Say, would you, Joe?
Why, sure, it's a deal.
Well, I'll let you know tomorrow morning. I'll have to see how Liz feels about it. But don't worry, I'll make her think she thought of it herself. That was a wonderful dinner, Liz.
Uh-huh. Katie really can cook.
Liz...
George.
What? Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. It wasn't anything important.
Well, neither was mine.
I was just going to say that... Go ahead, George. You're bigger than I am.
Well, come over here and sit on my lap, honey. I want to talk to you about something.
All right. Oh, George, you have the nicest lap. Where'd you ever get it?
No, I just sat down one day and there it was.
Amazing. What's on your beautiful mind?
Well, two things. First one is, give me a kiss.
All right. There. Now, what was the second thing?
Oh, let's just go back to the first one.
Come on, George. What did you want to talk to me about?
Well, they sent the vacation list around the office today.
Vacation? Oh, don't tell me it's almost vacation time again.
That's right. Where would you like to go this year?
Oh, anything you decide is all right with me, dear. I hadn't thought a thing about it.
Well, I thought...
it seems to me I did hear of some place, Deerfoot... No, Moose. That's it. Moosehead Lodge.
Sounds awful. What's it like?
I haven't the slightest idea. It's probably situated in groves of stately pines on the shores of an emerald green lake, its rustic beauty enhanced by lawns and flower beds.
Huh?
Each luxurious room is furnished with clean, comfortable box spring beds, modern bathroom and shower, $10 a day American plan.
You just happened to hear this someplace?
Yes. Oh, George, let's go there. We could relax and enjoy a continual round of glorious entertainment, sports, good food, and true fellowship. See your travel agent for details.
Liz, you've been plotting. You got that off a travel folder.
I did not. I always talk like that.
Well, you do. Did you enjoy a glorious round of housekeeping today?
Now, George.
Cleaning each luxurious room and making each comfortable box spring bed.
Oh, now stop it.
And what did you do for entertainment, sports, good food, and true fellowship last night when I was at the bank working?
See your travel agent for details. All right, George, I'll admit I have been plotting a vacation.
Well, you can forget it. I've got a really good idea. I was talking to Joe Ridgely at the bank, and he and his wife had a swell time last summer.
What'd they do?
Well, they spent 2 weeks traveling in a trailer.
Oh, Keen.
Well, the best part is that Joe said we could borrow their trailer this summer.
Keen with mud on it.
Now, Liz, think about it a minute. There I am at the wheel, driving along the open road. Now, back in the trailer, there's the smell of bacon frying. I stop the car, I go back and open the door to the trailer. And who throws her arms around my neck and kisses me?
It ain't me, brother. I'm at Moosehead Lodge.
Well, what's Mousehead Lodge got that...
Moosehead!
All right, what's Moosehead Lodge got that a trailer hasn't?
Well, just for argument's sake, suppose I had a lot of beautiful new play clothes. Now, who'd see me in a trailer?
Liz, you're not going to tell me you've bought a bunch of expensive clothes, are you?
No, George.
Oh, then you didn't buy them.
No, I mean I'm not going to tell you.
That's the reason for this campaign.
Well, I'm not going to spend the summer in a broken-down old trailer. I made up my mind, George. I want to go to Moosehead Lodge.
Well, I want to go in the trailer.
Moosehead Lodge.
Trailer.
Moosehead Lodge.
Trailer.
Trailer.
Moosehead Lodge.
All right, George, we go to Moosehead Lodge.
Now, wait a minute.
You said it.
Well, you tricked me.
George, there's only one way to settle this thing. You take your vacation in the trailer, and I'll go to Moosehead Lodge.
Well, now, wait a minute, Liz.
Two weeks away from each other may do us a lot of good.
Liz, are you saying that we should have...
Yes. If you can't see things my way, we'll just have separate vacations.
All right. Well, now what's the matter?
You're trying to get rid of me.
I am not.
You are, too. You want separate vacations.
I do not. Liz, you suggested it.
Well, you didn't have to take me up on it.
Now, honey, stop crying. I can't stand to see you cry. I'll do anything if you just stop.
Will you go to Moosehead Lodge?
No.
All right, then it is separate vacations.
Okay.
And I hope you have a good time.
Same to you.
Good night, Daniel Boone.
Good night, Miss Moosehead.
Oh. Hello, Katie.
Why, Mrs. Cooper, what's the matter? You look so sad.
I am, Katie. I feel awful. George and I decided to take separate vacations, and I miss him.
Oh, but that doesn't happen for 2 months yet.
I know, but I miss him just thinking about it.
Oh, why, Mrs. Cooper.
He can't do that to me, Katie. He'll be dashing around having fun, and I'll be stuck at that dull old Moosehead Lodge.
But I thought you wanted to go there.
I do, but not without George.
Oh, I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, Katie. Let me speak to Liz, please.
It's Mr. Cooper.
I don't care to talk to him.
Oh, why don't you tell him how you really feel?
What? Katie, do you think I'd swallow my pride and tell him after all the things I said? Do you think I'd crawl before him and let him know how I really feel? Well, you don't know me very well.
I just thought...
Give me that phone. Let me talk to that brute. Hello?
Hello, Liz.
Oh, George, I miss you.
It's amazing how you hide your true feelings.
Liz, is something wrong?
George, I don't want to take separate vacations.
Well, I'm not going to Moosehead Lodge on beautiful Lake Okeedokee.
Oh. How did you know where it was?
I've been reading that travel folder someone sent me anonymously through the mail.
I wonder who could have sent it to you.
I can't imagine. Came in a plain white envelope with Mrs. George Cooper crossed out on the back.
What else is new, George?
Liz, I've got a wonderful idea. Joe's going to lend me the trailer, and we'll take a trip over the weekend. Now, if you're not sold on it, by the time we get back, we'll go to Moosehead Lodge.
Oh, George, that's wonderful.
Yeah, well, now, I only ask one thing, that you keep an open mind.
Oh, I swear it, George, I swear it. If my mind was any more open, my brain would fall out.
Goodbye.
Oh, Katie, isn't that marvelous?
What?
It's all settled. We're going to Moosehead Lodge.
Liz has agreed to spend a weekend on a trailer trip with George just to see how she likes it. If she doesn't go for it, George will take her to Moosehead Lodge, a swanky resort on Lake Okeechobee. Well, George is just driving up now with the trailer hitched to the back of the car. He pulls up in front of the house and confidently backs into a parking space.
George, what's the matter? Did this car sneak up and hit you from the back?
That's not a car, it's a trailer.
Well, what's it doing up on our car?
It's trying to climb in the rumble seat.
Well, it looks like it would fit. It's so small.
Well, it happens to sleep four.
Four what?
Look, before you start the wisecracks, help me get it parked, will you?
Sure. What do you want me to do? Lift it up and carry it to the curb?
No, what am I doing? I forgot. Joe told me you can't back up a trailer.
Oh, great. What do we have to do? Drive around the world to get back home?
No, just around the block. I'll do it later. Now I want to show you the inside. Now go on in. And remember, you promised to keep your mind open.
Well, I'm afraid I'll have to close it. If it's open, it won't fit in that trailer.
Come on, now look inside. It's really swell. Now, you see, isn't this fine? You have three little rooms. Now, here's the living room, here's the kitchen, and here's the bedroom.
Well, that's very nice, but where's the room you straighten up in?
Yes.
Open mind, George. Open mind.
Okay. It's even got a big roomy closet. It's right in back of you.
My, this is tremendous. How do they get a closet this big in a trailer? Why, there's worlds of room.
That is the world. You're looking out the front door.
No.
So smug.
I am not. I like the trailer, honest.
Well, it might not be the most luxurious home in the world, but when you think of the money you save.
Oh, George, we have company. Our first company in the trailer.
Anybody home?
Oh, hello, officer.
Hello, officer. What can we do for you?
I was just passing by and saw your trailer parked here, and I couldn't resist stopping.
Oh, you want to see what a trailer looks like inside?
No, I want to give you a ticket for parking it here.
Now, wait a minute. We're in front of our own house. You can't give me a ticket.
Oh, can't I?
George, you're handling this all wrong. Officer.
Yes?
You wouldn't really give poor little us a ticket, now, would you?
No. This is an invitation to tea at the police station. At 3 o'clock Monday, informal, top hat and handcuffs.
I think this is an outrage. I happen to be a taxpayer. I pay your salary.
Oh, so you're the one. I've been looking for you. I want a raise.
Well, tear up the ticket and we'll consider it.
Sheesh. Trying to bribe an officer, eh? I'll just add that to this ticket.
Oh, just for that, you're fired.
Never mind, Liz. Don't make things worse.
This will cost you $25. Good night, boss.
So long, Flatfoot.
Liz.
Oh, that doesn't bother me. Save those foot remarks for the boys who pound a beat. It's all that walking that makes their feet so big.
What do you do all day? Ride a horse?
Touché. Well, that ought to bring it up to about $40. Good night, taxpayer.
How do you like that? We no sooner park the thing than it costs us $40.
It's like I always say, George. A trailer might not be the most luxurious home in the world, but look at the money you save.
Oh, shut up. Come on, hurry up, Liz. I want to get an early start.
So impatient.
What have you been doing?
I was just getting something for us to read. After we're tired out from driving all day, we'll want to sit in our stuffy little trailer living room and read.
What book did you bring?
Inside Moosehead Lodge by Liz Gunther.
Always boring from within. Well, here we go.
Goodbye, Katie.
Goodbye, Mrs. Cooper. Goodbye, Mr. Cooper. Have a nice time.
See you in a couple of days, Katie. Ah, this is great, isn't it? Nothing like getting up and traveling in the early morning.
Yeah, travel is great. I wouldn't go anywhere without it.
See, Liz, how easy the car rides? You'd never know the trailer was back there.
You really wouldn't at that.
Oh, that's the way they engineer things these days. It's amazing.
Well, they certainly make... Uh-oh, George, I have news for you.
What?
The trailer isn't back there. You forgot to hook it on.
Oh, great.
Really on our way, trailer and all. This is fun, George. How far is it to Goose Grease Lake?
Oh, just a couple of hours. I know a shortcut.
Good. Oh, look, I haven't seen one of those in ages. If your whiskers won't behave, take a tip, use.
Well?
The last sign's torn down. Now we'll never know. George, are you sure this is the road to Goose Grease Lake?
positive.
Well, you said we'd be there in a couple of hours. It's been much longer than that.
Liz, I've made this trip 100 times.
Not since you were a Boy Scout. George, let's stop and ask somebody, huh?
I know the way.
Well, you knew the road to Yosemite last year. We ended up in Rhode Island.
Never mind.
The year before that, you knew the road to New Orleans.
Stop it now.
I didn't mind, George. I always wanted to see Quebec anyway.
Oh, I can see I'll get no rest till I stop and ask somebody. I'll try that filling station over there.
Well, bully for you. Pardon me, mister.
Eh? What?
I said, pardon me.
What'd you do?
Is this the road to Goose Grease Lake?
Oh, you don't want to go to Goose Grease Lake.
Why do I run into people like this? Look, we do want to go to Goose Grease Lake.
Nothing there. Look, why don't you go to the hot springs? Now, there's a place for you.
If you don't mind, we'd like to know the way to Goose Grease Lake.
What you gonna do there?
We're gonna goose a grease.
No geese up there. And I don't know how it got that name. Say, you'd be better off at Anderson's Lodge. Lots of nice fellas there, you know.
Is this the road to Goose Grease Lake, or is it not?
Well, not exactly. It's a pretty fair piece from here.
See, I told you, George, we're on the wrong road. How do we get to Goose Grease?
Well, you go down here about 10 miles. No, you better go the other way till you get to... No, you'll have to take the... I'm sorry, lady. I don't think you can get there from here. Don't know why you want to go there anyway. You'd have a better time at Anderson's.
Come on, George. Let's get out of here.
Goodbye now.
Are you awake, George?
Oh, I was just lying here, breathing in some of that good mountain air. Let's get up and take a dip in the lake before breakfast.
Okay, I'll see how far we are from the shore. That's funny.
What?
Where's the lake?
Can't you see it?
No, we're parked in a little green clearing, and it's got a little hole in the middle of it.
Hole?
Yeah, and the little hole has a pole sticking out of it with a little flag on top.
What does the little flag say?
It has a number on it, 18.
Liz, you don't think we've camped on a...
I wouldn't be surprised, George. Why else would I have a golf ball in bed with me? Oh, that must be the golfer. I'll give him his ball back.
Yeah, what's the big idea?
Oh, hello, officer.
I hate to break it to you, but this isn't a trailer camp. It's the 18th green of the municipal golf course.
Municipal golf? Oh, George, we're only 2 miles from home.
Yes, and do you know where you're going now?
Yes, to Moosehead Lodge.
No, to the city jail. Come on.
You have been listening to My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning, and based on characters created by Isabel Scott Rorick. Tonight's program was produced and directed by Jess Oppenheimer, who wrote the script with Madeline Pugh and Bob Carroll Jr. Original music was composed by Marlon Skiles and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. The part of Katie the Maid was played by Ruth Parrott. Lucille Ball will soon be seen in the Paramount picture Sorrowful Jones. Be sure to listen to Lucille Ball in My Favorite Husband next week. Bob Lamond speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This has been a RadioClassics.com presentation. Programs are copyright their respective owners. All rights reserved.